Welcome back to doctors.com. I am Sangya Lakhanpal and today I am going to be going live with a dermatologist, Dr. Nirupama. So I will just wait for a few people to join before I start talking about that. And until then, I'll just pin the comment and do all things fun. Dr. Nirupama has already joined us. So just give me one moment here. Good evening, Dr. Nirupama. Welcome. Welcome to doctors.com.
Thank you. You were dot on time. That was
yes. I tried to be. So I was just pinning the comments and doing all those fun things. Just waiting for people to join in. And how are you doing? How's the lockdown treating you?
I'm doing good. So lockdown is nearly over. Like, of course, we've been working for some time now. It's been about a month that we started working, you know, start the clinic.
Yes, yes, of course.
Not on a very regular basis, but yeah, like, you know, thrice a week sort of thing. Which part of India are you in?
I live in Bombay, but I am in Delhi. I got stuck in my parents' house because of the lockdown. I mean, blessing in disguise, but yeah.
Yeah, which is a good thing. Yeah, Delhi
yes.
is very crazy and like, it's very hectic.
Yes, yes. You're also from Delhi, correct?
Yes, yes. I'm from Delhi. So, my clinic is in Kailash Colony. So, the south of Delhi. So, there are a lot of places which are, you know, kind of, you know, contamination zone and everything. So, they're kind of contained.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I think a lot of people are joining in. So, let's begin. I want to tell everyone that I'm here with Dr. Nirupama today. She's a dermatologist. She has her own clinic, which is Zoe Skin Clinic in Delhi. And you mentioned where it is in Kailash. Kailash College. All right. And we're going to be talking all things fun, skincare, hair care, beauty, latest beauty trends. There's also going to be talks about anti-aging. So you guys want to stay here and do not leave because we are going to be enlightened. I will tell you why. Because Dr. Nirupama is an MD dermatologist in Delhi. She has over 8 years of experience in treating hair and skin related conditions and problems. She was a gold medalist and distinction holder in her MBBS. She has been awarded for numerous paper presentations, was awarded the Gold Derma PG Academic Award at Dermacon 2013 Ahmedabad. And she's a recipient of the 11th International Society of Dermatology Global Education Award. Doctor, with such an accomplished and I have to say such a heavy professional and academic resume, I am looking forward to all the knowledge that you're going to share with us and also bust a lot of myths, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you for having me there.
No, you're welcome. I kind of just want to talk about something like during this lockdown, either people have been talking about the diet, the food, mm-hmm. gaining weight or fitness. Yeah, that's why this frame is best, I think, right now.
Absolutely.
But the third most important thing is people are really focusing on all these DIY things because they have time on their hands for skin and hair. तो आई थिंक सबका एम लाइफ में यही होता है कि ग्लोइंग स्किन चाहिए हेल्दी हेयर चाहिए लंबे बाल चाहिए तो आई वुड स्टार्ट बाय आस्किंग यू दैट व्हाट आर दोज मिनिमलिस्टिक लाइफस्टाइल चेंजेस ड्यूरिंग दिस कोरोना टाइम दैट वी कैन डू टू अचीव रेगुलरिटी इन लाइफ इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्टिकिंग टू अ रेजिम Mm-hmm. Yeah, How do we go about that?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. That's more about compliance. So anything we do, if you buy the most expensive cream, like sabse achhi anti-aging cream or sabse achhi anti-pigmentation cream, but we are not applying it on a regular basis, it would not give us that much benefit. But compliance is what everybody is kind of struggling with. What I usually tell patients is since, you know, like nowadays, the kind of clock we have, I don't know which time zone we are getting up in and which time zone we are. I tell people that why don't you just put an alarm that, you know, at this time you need to apply your morning schedule and at this time you have to apply your night schedule. So at least the alarm will kind of sync you to it and you'll be more compliant. Otherwise, itni expensive cheeze khareed ke, and if you don't apply it, you know, it generally does not work as well. And also, it is an effort to like make the mask. So there are people who are like pretty much, you know, into it and they kind of make those DIY. But to be very regular, there is, you know, you have to motivate yourself. So best form of motivation should be like, you know, you if you have a schedule that you have an alarm, okay, reminding you this is the time you have to do it. I think that would work best. But then having said that, it's different for everybody. I mean, there are people who are usually more motivated, but I think you have to kind of sink in it because it's an investment. It's an investment of time. I mean, you already invested the like money on buying the product, but it is the time that you need to invest in kind of applying it.
So, also, yeah, with so much... Sorry.
Tell
me. I was saying, and with so much information out there, because people are trying like innumerable number of things for their skin and hair, I think people tend to jump from one thing to the other and not stick to a regime. Do you think that also has a part to play in terms of not seeing the results or being confused about what to use and what not?
Yeah, absolutely. That could be one reason. So the point is that you have to be applying a skincare product at least for about 4 weeks, because that is what is the time frame that is required for the cells to kind of shed off. So there are cells in our skin. So like the cell which is at the base of the skin, like at the basal layer, it takes about 4 weeks to come up. So like, you know, you, for the effect to be more lasting and more persistent and more programmed, you would have to apply things at least for about 4 weeks to see some kind of effect on the skin, especially if we talk about exfoliation.
Oh, now that you've mentioned exfoliation, we have a live question from Kumari Surbi. What are some good chemical exfoliators available in India that can be used at home?
So there are, so we should know of the ingredients. So there is glycolic acid is one of the far more popular ingredient that is, you know, there in the market, and it is also more affordable. There are other exfoliators also, like mandelic acid, lactic acid, salicylic acid. So like if somebody has acne per se, the better exfoliator would be a salicylic acid. So some of the commercially available or the you know, the face washes or creams that are available of the pharmacy are like Saslic DS, Saslic face wash, or Sally gel, or like if you talk about like glycolic base, there is Aha Glow face wash, there's Glowgeous face wash, then there is RegiGlow. And if we talk about applications, there is Cutivit G, there is Glyco6, Glyco12. So they could apply it at night, leave it on overnight, and then, you know, kind of wash off the face. So the face would be like more even toned, more like, since it's exfoliated, much softer, and the tone, of course, is going to be much better.
Lovely. So all these names that you've given out, I hope, viewers, you're taking note of this. And these are obviously
We could use, like, we could save the session, like the live.
We are going to, we are going to put it on as IGTV. So in case anybody's missing out, I also wanted to ask you, of course, all of these things that you've mentioned are okay to use over the counter, correct? They're safe.
No, actually not. So these are prescription based creams, but usually, you know, like one could apply. So one wrong thing about skincare that is very persistent out here is that, you know, skincare is taken as something which is very minimalistic. So people do not kind of consider it prescription based, but these are actually prescription based. So ideally, your dermatologist usually suggests, but like having said that, like, there are a lot of loopholes per se, but there are a lot of commercially available creams which have glycolic and salicylic acid. I would not want to name them because this is not sponsored per se, but that is why I started with the ingredients, that of course you should be aware that what you need to look for, what is the better, because there are so many skincare products in the market. So you have to be aware, like, you know, what is actually going to work for your skin. And if we talk about even ingredients which are like, you know, less popular, it would kind of jumble up things in the mind. So what one could consider is salicylic acid and glycolic if one wants to go for an exfoliation and consider buying those products. Because using too much of it can also irritate the skin.
So which is why it is imperative that after all, you do go to a dermat and consult your individual condition and then take things into your own hands.
Sometimes you get people with some of allergy, they kind of come, especially after glycolic. I mean, the skin tends to get more dry or like more pigmented even, because the dryness sometimes leads to some sort of allergic manifestation. The allergic manifestations leads to pigmentary changes, which could, you know, trouble. Okay. So you should know how much to apply, when to apply, and, you know, like for how long you should apply for. But yeah, offhandish, like, okay, you could use, but yeah, I mean, you have to use your own discretion. And of course, whatever is mentioned in the leaflet, you know, the instructions and how long it has to be used for, that kind of thing.
I think a lot of times what we tend to do is we see somebody and we see their skin glowing or their hair shining and like long hair, and we're like, bas ab yahi use karna hai jo ye kar rahe hain, not knowing that our skin or hair might be completely different from how theirs is. And it might ruin or turn out to be advantageous. So, I mean, would you please comment on that and let the viewers know ki thoda sa careful rehna chahiye.
Actually, yes. But, you know, when we see somebody's skin glowing and, you know, somebody having a flawless skin, it has a lot to do with the makeup. So, we should not, like, I am being very truthful because, like, you know, we see patients up and close, like, without the makeup. And things are pretty different that way. Like, I do not condemn like use of makeup. I mean, if you want to use it, of course you should. It is a choice. But the thing is that there are people who are not aware that, you know, a lot has been, especially if we look at the celebrities or people who are highlighted, you know, they kind of have like a shiny skin, and especially kids who are in the age group of say about 14 to, you know, 20, 22, they have very unrealistic expectations. And sometimes it breaks my heart because they tend to cry that, you know, why is my... have kind of realistic expectations about that.
All right.
And
so,
then, of course, skincare is, of course, important because you need a good canvas to kind of, you know, color. So, of course, you need to exfoliate, you need to hydrate. So, a lot of things which we'll keep discussing.
Yes. So, you mentioned a certain age group. Yes, I'm getting to that. So, you just mentioned a certain age group. And so, that age group, once they heard that you were coming live, and most of the kids wanted to know about acne and acne scars. But before we get into that condition, there is a live question by Mr. Sam Official. Ma'am, please give tips, remove old tanning on body.
Okay, on the body. So first of all, like, if there is tan on the body, you should of course be using a sunscreen. If it is the like exposed part that is you know, kind of like if you're exposing the same part again, and if there's visible tan, of course there's sunscreen that you need to use on a regular basis. Second thing is exfoliation is something which is very important. So for body, you could use even something like a 12% glycolic acid, because the skin, the body skin is much more thicker as compared to the facial skin. So it'll be able to take up the exfoliation in a much better way. The other thing is that if the tan is still persistent, you have to be very patient with it, because the results are not very quick, because the thickness of the skin is much more. So it takes time for the skin to exfoliate. If you want even faster results, then something like a TCA, trichloroacetic acid, or a mandelic acid would be a better bet. But these are like done. These are medical procedures that are usually done in the clinics. But if you're looking for a home-based thing, exfoliation with a glycolic acid based cream would be good, sunscreen would be good, and a skin lightening agent containing like kojic, arbutin, tetrahydrocurcumin, so things like that would work well. But of course, one needs to be patient.
Okay, so the same person is asking, can I think he's trying to ask that, can my original skin complexion after tanning be back?
So that really depends, because there is immediate pigmentary darkening and there is delayed pigmentary darkening. So it kind of depends. So there is UVA, and I don't know if like we should go in that much detail because it is going to get very boring. So, but basically it is the sunlight. Sunlight has like ideally like three type of UVs, but it is basically the two type of UV rays that are harmful for us. So UVA leads to like tanning, like that is an immediate effect, that like once you go out in the sun, like if you're out and about at say about 12 in the noon, you usually feel that, you know, I've gone a little darker when you come back. So that is immediate pigmentary darkening. So that kind of goes away much faster. But if there is a delayed darkening, you've spent quite a lot of time, you've been exposed to UVB radiation quite a bit, that takes time. But depends upon if it has been throughout like a fixed time period, like say for months or years together, then if we might not be able to get the original color back. But if it is a short term or, you know, much not much damage has been done, we can kind of get it back. So it, ideally, you need to go to your dermatologist. If you're thinking to office aayega nahi aayega, so they'll be best to comment on that.
All right. There's so many questions pouring in, but let's start with one topic because then we're going to be all over the place. So let's start with acne first, because a few people also asked about acne scars. Then we'll come to other topics. So can you talk about the acne scars and the treatment involved?
So acne is something which is very common. So acne can lead to acne spots and it can lead to acne scars. So spots is something like जो दाग होता है, लाइक यू नो द डार्क स्पॉट्स दैट आर देयर इन द स्किन. जो द एक्ने स्कार इज समथिंग लाइक अ गड्ढा, लाइक यू नो व्हेन यू टच योर स्किन यू फील दैट इट इज नॉट इवन, द टेक्सचर इज नॉट इवन. सो देयर आर लाइक यू नो इफ दिस इज द स्किन इट हैज टू बी प्लेन, देयर आर लाइक गड्ढाज इनसाइड और स्कार्स इनसाइड. सो वी नीड टू काइंड ऑफ पुश इट अप. सो इन ऑर्डर टू पुश इट अप वी नीड टू बिल्ड अप द कोलेजन अंडरनीथ द स्किन. So when we want to build up the collagen, collagen is your skin protein. So to build up the protein, you have to cause micro injuries to the skin. Something similar to what we do when we kind of, you know, lift weight. So when we do bodybuilding, we lift weight, we kind of, you know, break down the muscle protein. We have a lot of protein. Protein builds up, get the muscle. Similarly, like we need to cause micro injuries to the skin so that slowly and slowly it lifts up. So for that, of course, creams cannot really help. We have to go for like lasers or micro needling so that it can cause micro injuries, stimulate the cells beneath the skin, and then can boost the collagen synthesis. So this is something that most people are really worried about, that, you know, why we have to go for a procedure. That is why I always tell patients that, you know, treat your acne, because if you treat your acne, you might not get scars.
Scars. All right. Any face mask that can help kids or adolescents right now at home to take care of acne?
Take care of acne. Yeah, like they could apply like Multani Mitti is pretty good. I mean, you could apply because it kind of dries out the skin and whatever glands are stimulated, that would kind of decrease the production of oil and of course decrease the acne eruptions. Otherwise, there are a lot of prescription-based creams and there are a lot of over-the-counter creams that they could apply. Like an OTC cream would be something which is like a clean, not even an OTC, but yeah, you can get it off a pharmacy or something like a clindamycin would help, because anything medicated, because, you know, one needs to understand that whatever cosmetic creams are there, they can't go beyond a certain level of the ingredients, active ingredients, because they have regulations up till which they cannot go up. So medicated cream, of course, is better in getting a better skincare. So it's always better to invest in skincare early on so that you don't have to face the, you know, the repercussions of like not using a proper skincare.
All right. And okay, so we've spoken about acne scars on your face. Other huge problem and issue that people wanted to discuss was dark circles. And we have a live question as well. I have a very bad skin. It's dry and I have dark circles, milia and pigmentation. Please suggest me what can I do. So maybe you could start with just explaining dark circles, doctor, and then go ahead with like how to treat or all of those fun things.
Okay. I love talking about dark circles, though I don't love dark circles, but I love talking about. Yeah, so basically, because most of us Indians tend to have like dark circles because we tend to have this hollowness underneath our eyes. So because of the hollowness, when the right light falls on our face, this area is kind of like it appears much more darker. So
the shadow.
We need to ideally fill this area up to make it better. But most people don't understand the thing. They think that okay, under eye cream laga ke wo theek ho jayega. So usually like very few people, like a handful of people kind of benefit with those creams. Otherwise, there is another thing like iron deficiency, which could lead to a lot of, you know, darkness in the under eye area. So for that, of course, we need to take iron supplements and we need to test the levels and see, you know, what exactly is wrong. But most of the times, what I have noticed is because of the under eye hollowness, you know, one tends to look like down and under and tired and like, you know, the eyes appear more hollow. So, you know, some people, they say that, I don't know, I'm looking very dull. So, So you have to realize if you're looking dull, because eyes are a feature, more so now that we are wearing a mask, only our eyes
are visible.
Really, like, tell you about, you know, what exactly you're feeling like. So this is something that we need to kind of work upon, need to fill, because most of the people tend to have the dark circle, say, when they are like in their early 20s or even late 20s, which is actually not the age to, you know, lose fat in the under eye area. But because of the deficit, because of the ligaments going weak, one tends to have that. So, so like there are a lot of people who start to feel that. Even I at one point in time started to feel that my dark circles will never go away. Until I realized and until I did dermatology that, yeah, I mean, of course, they can become lighter because we cannot play around with genetics. We can only improve a condition.
All right. So the way to treat dark circles.
So would be like, so we try and see, you know, what exactly is causing the dark circles. As I said, most common reason that I usually see is genetics. So there could be like iron deficiency for which we need to treat. Then also there are a lot of fine vessels underneath the skin. So that also can, you know, there could be a little bit of rupturing of the vessels and there could be like the blood or the hemosiderin or might kind of get deposited here. The creams could help in that. So usually we try and figure out like if there is lack of sleep, if there is a sedentary lifestyle. Also another time that we usually tend to notice dark circles is when we lose a lot of weight. So so like if you like usually like people lose a lot of weight, you know, people remark ki kya hua, bahut kamzor lag rahe, or you know, why are you looking so like sick, because of the loss of the fat in that area. So the reasons, once we find out and we have a dialogue with the patient, they're able to understand it better. If we talk about the creams, there are certain creams that kind of dilate the blood vessels or kind of, you know, bring the there are peptides that kind of help you know, kind of boost the collagen in this area, kind of make it more taut. So some of my favorites ones are like Melaleumin Under Eye Serum, Wonder Eye Cream, Fair Eye Cream. But if somebody has applied these things, it's not kind of helping them, then one should consider, you know, there are certain treatments that could help, like dermal fillers or PRP or like Dermafrac or something of that sort.
Okay, so we've spoken about the sunken dark circles. Now, can we talk about the under eye puffiness also, doctor?
So, yeah, that is also something that I really love talking about. So, puffiness... Also, so usually, you know, you see that old people tend to have a lot of puffiness. Usually people who have some problem with their renal system or the kidneys tend to have a lot of puffiness. But when somebody in their 20s, 30s or, you know, even 40s tend to have puffiness, it is usually because of the fat that is. So, you know, our eye is surrounded by fat because it's a very delicate structure. And we don't want any kind of shock injury to it. So there's like cushioning with the fat in this area. But what happens is like there are ligaments around the eye. So when the ligaments go weak, then the fat that is inside the eye kind of comes out. And we see it like a puffiness. But it's actually that is the fat which is herniated out. So what we need to do is we need to kind of pull it like this, push it like this, so that it is kind of camouflaged. तो वो पफिनेस सॉल्ट की वजह से ठीक है एग्रवेट होता है, बट वो एक्चुअली जो होता है वो द आई बैग्स दैट यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट इज यूजुअली द इंट्राऑर्बिटल फैट, मतलब आई के अंडर का जो फैट होता है वो होता है जो बाहर आ जाता है. तो जब हम यहाँ से खींचते हैं ऐसे करते हैं ना, तो जब हम पेशेंट को दिखाते हैं कि देखो ऐसे चला गया, देयर ऑल्सो सरप्राइज कि ऐसे कैसे हो गया. सो इट्स बिकॉज यहाँ से उसका सपोर्ट कम होगा, यहाँ से सपोर्ट कम होगा तो ये बाहर की तरफ आएगा, तो हमें उसे सपोर्ट देना रहता है. आई लकीली आई डोंट हैव, अदरवाइज आई कुड हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड मच बेटर.
ओके, तो डॉक्टर अपार्ट फ्रॉम दीस थिंग्स ऑन द फेस, देयर इज आल्सो समटाइम्स पिगमेंटेशन अराउंड द माउथ, लाइक डार्कनिंग ऑफ द स्किन. एंड वी आल्सो हैव अ लाइव क्वेश्चन वेयर कुमारी सुरभी इज आस्किंग टू टॉक अबाउट लाइक पिगमेंटेशन अराउंड नीज एंड एल्बोज. वुड दैट बी द सेम थिंग और इट्स नॉट? कुड यू प्लीज कमेंट ऑन दैट?
व्हाट वुड आई डू,
हाउ टू लाइटन दिस पिगमेंटेशन? So the pigmentation around the mouth, there's also questions about pigmentation or darkening of the knees and elbows. So are they the same thing or different, and how to reduce the pigmentation?
So the thing is, usually the pigmentation around the mouth area, and like it could be like usually there could be a genetic element, or it could also be due to a periorbital dermatitis or some sort of allergic condition around the mouth area, which can lead to, if not treated, can lead to pigmentation around this area. So usually we try and see what really is the cause and then start applying skin lightening creams, sunscreen. So any kind of pigmentation, we usually, for a simpler understanding, we usually have to target with three things. One is, of course, a sunscreen, because you don't want it getting dark, like much more darkened. Second mm-hmm. is a skin lightening cream. Third is an exfoliation. So any pigmentation you have, we have to combine these three to kind of improve it. If it is much milder, okay, a sunscreen or a skin lightening cream would work. If it is something which has been persistent for a long time, then of course you need exfoliation. Not depending upon kitna grade. Agar bahut zyada hai, to zyada exfoliation ki zarurat hai. Agar kam hai, to you know, at home based exfoliation should do. So, like if somebody has this understanding ki haan, ye teen cheez chahiye, they could probably figure out something for themselves to apply. But agar nahi figure out ho raha hai, then you have to like meet a dermatologist.
And this would also go for the forehead pigmentation or elbows and knees?
Yeah, so forehead pigmentation also has a little bit of genetic element. It also has because of, you know, excessive sun exposure, not using a sunscreen. The other thing is in a little older people, like who are, I would not say old, 40 is very young. So in people who are in their 40s or 50s, who tend to use like hair color, sometimes they tend to develop some sort of pigmentary changes around this area. So it could also be an allergy to the dye. It could also be because of some sort of allergy or reaction to the makeup we use. Sometimes use of that could also lead to pigmentary changes. So the thing is that a dermatologist will be able to suggest you better that what exactly is the cause behind it and, you know, how we should go about it. But whatever be the thing, of course, we have to remove the cause so that like it does not keep occurring. But the three forms of treatment modalities we have is sunscreen, exfoliation and skin lightening.
All right. Pavan Binder is asking, ma'am, please dark circles ke liye koi best products because maine bahut kuch try kiya but no effects. It's time to visit a dermatologist.
Koi effect nahi mila, isliye maine bola tha dermatologist. But in the agar aap matlab the some of my favorite ones that I have seen that, you know, patients respond well to them is a Kavit serum by Sesderma. Thoda sa expensive hai. Otherwise you could use a melaleumin under eye serum, but the point is that agar aapka bar bar use karke effect nahi aa raha hai, to it is better not to like invest in those kind of products. Ab isse jo ek dermatologist se mil lo to aapko seedha pata chal jayega ki help karega ya nahi karega, because diagnose karna kisi bhi cheez ko theek karne ke liye diagnose karna zaruri hai, aur hum humse diagnose hi nahi karenge ki kya hai bas kyunki hum creams lagate rahenge, to I mean it is going to kind of, you know, make a hole in your pocket, because any kind of eye cream is very expensive. So figure out karna zaruri hai ki kya main reason hai, and agar wo already bol rahe hai like, you know, he's been applying a lot of things and it's not helping out, it would be better to meet a dermatologist and get an expert opinion ki kya basically kya cause hai.
All right, so doctor, next condition on the face is usually whiteheads and blackheads. तो उनके लिए हम क्या कर सकते हैं और ये एग्जैक्टली क्यों होते हैं, तो थोड़ा सा हमें प्लीज बताइए.
तो व्हाइट हेड एंड ब्लैक हेड बेसिकली प्रिकर्सर लीजन्स होते हैं एक्ने के. सो यूजली जिस एज ग्रुप में पाए लाइक देखे जाते हैं, यूजली इट इज द 20s और लाइक इवन द टीन्स. सो द थिंग इज दैट जैसे कि मान लो आपको एक्ने होना है, तो उससे पहले जो कॉमेडॉन्स होते हैं लाइक देयर हेयर एक्ने इज हेयर. सो बेसिकली अगर हम इसको रोक दें तो हमें एक्ने इतने ज्यादा नहीं होंगे. So these are just blockages in the ducts that are the oil glands. Oil glands जो होते हैं हमारी skin के अंदर, वो उसका जो oil होता है वो duct से निकलता है. तो वो अगर duct close हो जाती है तो there could be a little bit of bump. अगर हमें opening दिखती है जो oxidized sebum की होती है, sorry for that, sebum की होती है, वो ब्लैक हेड होता है. जो नहीं दिखती है वो व्हाइट हेड होता है. तो उसको हमें एक्सफोलिएट ही करना रहता है. Blackhead हम रिमूव कर सकते हैं फिजिकली. अदरवाइज अगर व्हाइट हेड है, वी हैव टू एक्सफोलिएटेड विद रेटिनॉइड बेस्ड क्रीम, और इवन लाइक नॉट एक्सफोलिएट विद रेटिनॉइड बट एक्सफोलिएटेड विद सैलिसिलिक एसिड बेस्ड क्रीम्स, बट वी कुड आल्सो अप्लाई रेटिनॉइड्स जिससे कि वो कॉमेडॉन्स नहीं होंगे.
ऑलराइट.
एंड कोई प्रोडक्ट हो सकता है जिसकी वजह से हो रहे हो, अगर कोई प्रोडक्ट क्लॉक कर रहा है आपके पोर्स को, उसकी वजह से हो सकते हैं. कॉमेडोजेनिक फूड्स होते हैं जैसे डेयरी प्रोडक्ट्स कॉमेडोजेनिक होते हैं, उसकी वजह से भी कॉमेडॉन्स या फिर ब्लैक हेड व्हाइट हेड हो सकते हैं. बहुत ज्यादा आप एनर्जी डेंस फूड लेते हो, जैसे इवन मैंगो इज ऑल्सो हाई एनर्जी डेंस यू नो फ्रूट, तो उसकी वजह से भी कॉमेडॉन्स हो सकते हैं. बहुत पिज्जा पास्ता बर्गर एंड ऑल द गुड थिंग्स इन लाइफ कैन कॉज कॉमेडॉन ब्लैक हेड एंड व्हाइट हेड. So that could be one thing. If you are not properly washing your face, like makeup reh raha hai, uske baad ho sakta hai. So basically, koi bhi cheez jo hamare pore ko ya duct ko block karti hai, wo kar sakti hai comedons.
All right. Aur isko theek karne ke liye best treatment?
सो दैट डिपेंड्स. हमें ये देखना रहता है कि प्रेडोमिनेंटली ब्लैक हेड है और व्हाइट हेड है किस एरिया में. समटाइम्स इवन बिकॉज ऑफ डैंड्रफ इट कैन लीड टू. सो द बेस्ट थिंग वुड बी लाइक ऑफकोर्स यूज अ सैलिसिन वुड हेल्प डिक्रीज वोमिटन्स. बट अगर वो नहीं हेल्प कर रहा है देन यू हैव टू मीट योर डर्मेटोलॉजिस्ट. वो आपको सजेस्ट कर सकते हैं कोई रेटिनॉइड बेस्ड क्रीम या रेटिनॉइड बेस्ड यू नो एप्लीकेशन जिससे कि ये चीज़ बेटर हो जाए. नहीं तो सैलिसिलिक एसिड बेस्ड कॉम्बिनेशन अगर मान लो उससे भी नहीं होता यूजली केमिकल पील्स वगैरह. सो डिपेंडिंग अपॉन द ग्रेड अगर माइल्ड ग्रेड है तो घर पे ही सैलिसिलिक क्लेंजर यूज करके ठीक हो सकता है. अगर उससे ज्यादा है देन यू हैव टू यूज अ कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ क्रीम्स. उससे ज्यादा है देन यू हैव टू काइंड ऑफ यू नो गो फॉर लाइक मेडिकल बेस्ड ट्रीटमेंट्स दो सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग्स.
No. बहुत मजा आ रहा है, बहुत सारी इंफॉर्मेशन मिल रही है. नहीं, तो डॉक्टर एक और आजकल
यू आर आस्किंग वेरी लाइक वेरी इंटेलिजेंट क्वेश्चंस एंड द वे यू आर आस्किंग इट it seems very engaging. At least for me it is very engaging. I
am glad. No, it is very engaging. We are being flooded with questions. तो मैं ये पूछना चाहती हूँ डॉक्टर, ये लेटेस्ट फैड आया है अभी अबाउट ऑयल मसाजिंग एंड एक्सफोलिएशन फॉर ब्लैक हेड्स एंड व्हाइट हेड. व्हाट इज दैट? एंड लाइक ये टिकटॉक और ये इंस्टाग्राम पे बहुत दिख रहा है एंड पीपल आर सेइंग दैट व्हेन यू डू द ऑयल मसाज फॉर अबाउट 15 to 20 minutes दे आर सेइंग एंड इट्स बीइंग कॉल्ड ऑयल एक्सफोलिएशन द डक्स आर एक्चुअली कमिंग आउट. सो इज दैट फॉर रियल या ये मतलब ऐसे ही?
So what kind of oil are they kind of using in that?
Koi information nahi hai. They just say oil and because TikTok videos are so short, I've only seen couple. So I couldn't figure it out. But it is the new fad. Like everyone's making videos on that. So mujhe laga ki main pooch lu out of curiosity.
I don't know why TikTok is not putting those in my feed. But yeah, so the point is some of the oils, like it's a bit risky. Some of the oils that we commonly use, like coconut oil, it is comedogenic. So I don't know, it might not be a great idea. But yeah, oil might be a good idea to use if you are kind of removing your makeup or something of that sort. Because we're oil-based, it's going to be removed. But there are other, you know, non-comedogenic oils that could be applied to kind of, you know, hydrate your skin and also kind of improve the suppleness of the skin. Like tea tree oil is one of those that we commonly know of that you can apply agar acne prone skin hai or comedon prone skin hai. But I am yet to see these videos. I have not really come across it, so I don't think it would be right for me to comment. But yeah, I would
definitely
read upon that and see what exactly is going on and then figure something out.
Theek hai. To abhi next, kafi questions actually aa rahe hain regarding acne scars and open pores and how to reduce the pores, the pore size. Ya kya medicine se acne scars khatam ho sakte hain? So please help us.
Yeah, you know, there are, I don't know if you scroll down, there are a lot of questions.
I'm trying to combine them together taki hum sab cover kar sake.
And I kind of just lost you there. So,
should I repeat the question?
Haan.
Should I repeat the question? So, bahut sare log open pores ke bare mein pooch rahe hain, how to reduce the size of open pores and what medicines can be used to take care of the acne scars. So, agar ye dono same hai ya alag hai ya?
तो बेसिकली एक्ने स्कार्स तो वो होते हैं जो गड्ढे होते हैं यूजली जैसे इस यहाँ पे इस एरिया में ज्यादा होते हैं फोरहेड पे कहीं भी हो सकते हैं.
क्रेटर्स भी बोलते हैं ना डॉक्टर?
सॉरी,
आर क्रेटर्स द सेम थिंग?
या दे आर काइंड ऑफ अ क्रेटर लाइक सो दैट थिंग इज दैट. द अदर थिंग इज देयर आर लाइक जो होते हैं वो यहाँ पे होते हैं लाइक इस एरिया में लाइक टी जोन में. और जैसे जैसे आप बड़े होते हो लाइक इफ यू see somebody who's in their 50s or 60s, they tend to have pores in this area also. Because basically pore kya hai, aapka gland hai, jaise sebaceous gland hai, jo oil gland hai, uski duct aa rahi hai. To kya hota hai ki as like you keep growing older, things tend to become like much more relaxed, much more kind of loose. So even the duct kind of loses its tensile strength and it kind of becomes loose. So jiski wajah se wo open dikhti hai is area mein. सो अगर ज्यादा ऑयल प्रोडक्शन होता है, ज्यादा ऑयल निकल रहा है स्किन में से, तो ऑफकोर्स द ओपनिंग हैज टू बी मच मोर ब्रॉडर फॉर द ऑयल टू काइंड ऑफ कम आउट, जिसकी वजह से ऑफकोर्स ओपन पोर्स ज्यादा दिखते हैं. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डिक्रीज दैट देन लाइक देर आर लाइक क्रीम्स दैट आर देयर इन द मार्केट विच आर नोन एज पोर रिफाइनर्स एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट. दे हैव सर्टेन इंग्रेडिएंट्स व्हिच आर शोन टू हेल्प डिक्रीज द साइज ऑफ द पोर. बट on a long-term basis, they're not as helpful. So we can never make the pores go away. Which actually, to make the pores go away, it would be very unhealthy. Because you can think yourself, your skin will be excessively dry. It won't be moisture. Because it's natural oil production. Hai. We don't want to get it to zero. We want to get it to a level that, okay, it is kind of manageable. So best way would be to kind of increase the collagen underneath the skin. Collagen, if we boost it, then the areas where it's more like compact. Rahega. Compact, rahega to, even the ducts, the glands, hai, they are like more structured together. Just the size will be reduced. So something like a microneedling usually helps. Or there is like meso-botox also that we usually do. Meso-botox is basically like, it also tends to kind of make the pore appear much lesser. Otherwise, if you talk about pore refiner, there is Bioderma pore refiner, which I usually prescribe, but usually they don't tend to have as much effect. Bahut zyada oily skin hai, toh we can try and control that with salicylic acid based cleansers. That would also kind of help in it, but exfoliation would help in it, microdermabrasion would help in it. But if you talk about more longer lasting results, then of course microneedling or like a fractional laser. But the point is you have to maintain it. मतलब आप ऐसे नहीं कर सकते कि हाँ भी चलेगा है तो चलेगा या मतलब इतना visible नहीं है तो नहीं है चले तो ज़्यादा नहीं but visibility कम हुई you have to kind of maintain it.
Maintenance ज़रूरी है. तो डॉक्टर ये सारी चीजें तो आपने procedures बता दिए. Collagen increase करने के लिए कोई just diet wise or some natural lifestyle changes that people can make? Any suggestions on that?
So the point is see collagen जैसे even आपने सुना होगा collagen powders भी आते हैं.
जी
हाँ तो basically जैसे collagen powders आते हैं collagen like generators आते हैं अगर diet में there are certain foods that kind of help boost the collagen synthesis even foods that are kind of rich in vitamin C help because collagen का pro collagen जो उसका pathway होता है जो collagen में आता है antioxidants like vitamin C kind of help in that so foods rich in vitamin C would help but per se जैसे अगर हम collagen substitute भी लेते हैं you know there are two schools of thought like one school of thought says that ki uska itna absorption hi nahi hota hai ki wo you know since collagen is like a higher molecular weight thing uska itna absorption nahi hota hai so it's just a pad the other people say that you know there are a lot of studies that have been done where you know you had like 300 400 people who were consumed collagen and it was seen ki unki skin zyada hydrate ho gayi zyada achhi ho gayi but okay. The point is most of these studies have been like funded by companies that make collagen powders so okay. So it's like a double-edged thing so there is it's a gray area so of course if you eat healthy if you don't take too much of sugary so there is another thing that is there sugary food na bahut zyada harm karta hai skin ko which many of us are not aware like jaise aap bahut zyada ice cream chocolate like pizza pasta you know lot of these high glycemic index things they kind of damage the skin. The other thing is, अगर आप smoke कर रहे हो तो of course आपका collagen कम होगा, ज़्यादा जल्दी aging के signs दिखेंगे. Unhealthy lifestyle अगर आप कम कर दो तो of course you are able to preserve whatever collagen you've got. But अगर आप induce करना चाहो, of course you can have things which are rich in antioxidants and a healthy diet. But per se एक इसे specific नहीं है कि हाँ इससे एकदम कमाल हो जाएगा, like you'll never be like aging or you know it's a miracle thing but it has a lot to do with the genetics also but yeah I think I'm speaking too much anyhow
okay nahi doctor aap bilkul zyada nahi bol rahe dusra I just want to tell everybody once there are lots of questions coming in about acne scars how to treat them and all of that we've discussed it at length and hum ye video IGTV mein post karenge hamare doctors.com page pe to aap usko revisit kar lijiyega so we can move on to other topics which I am very excited for the doctor to cover so acha abhi ek live question navya se aaya I have developed a keloid on top of my mole
shame keloid on top of my mole okay sorry I did not As if I'm talking to someone. Okay, yeah. So yeah, keloid on top of your mole, but maybe like you tried removing it, or maybe there might have been a cut. That kind of like I'm not able to get over how I reacted, but yeah. maybe like mistake chala gaya ho, the whatever injury, so that is why you have the keloid. But keloid ko better karne ke liye usually there are intralesional injections that we usually give to kind of bring it down. So keloid basically एक हाइपर मतलब लाइक जैसे चोट लगती है स्किन को, अगर हल्की सी चोट लगती है तो आपका क्रस्ट बनता है, आपकी स्किन ठीक हो जाती है. बट कई लोगों में ज्यादा हीलिंग हो जाती है स्किन की, जिसकी वजह से लाइक एक कीलॉइड लाइक अ वेरी थिक सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो ग्रोथ, नॉट इवन अ ग्रोथ, लाइक टेक्सचरल चेंज इन द स्किन काइंड ऑफ अकर्स. सो वी काइंड ऑफ ट्राई एंड ब्रिंग इट डाउन विद द यूज ऑफ लाइक इंट्रालेजनल स्टेरॉइड्स.
ऑलराइट, next question is how to reduce spider vein on face, especially nose area.
Okay, if you kind of have spider,
what that is.
So basically, agar aapne dekha ho na, to patli si veins nahi dikhti hain face pe. Like there are a lot of people who have like very thin skin.
Haan ji.
Haan, us veins dikhti hain. To agar aapki nose area mein dikh rahi hai, so what she is saying is probably she has telangiectasia around her nose area. यूजली वो रोजेशिया में होता है, या फिर अगर आपने बहुत दिन तक स्टीरॉयड लगाया हो, जैसे बेटोमेट बहुत लोग यूज करते हैं, फोडम यूज करते हैं फेस पे, तो उनकी स्किन बहुत ज्यादा थिन हो जाती है, जिसकी वजह से लाइक जो वेसल्स है वो ज्यादा विजिबल होती है. तो पर से उसको बेटर करने के लिए सबसे पहले तो कंडीशन डायग्नोज करनी कि आपको टेलेंजेक्टेजिया है क्यों, रोजेशिया है या फिर स्टीरॉयड इंड्यूस रोजेशिया है, या यू नो वट इज द अदर रीजन. कई बार लाइक आइसोलेटेड एक दो हो सकती है, बट अगर है तो वी हैव टू ट्रीट दैट. एंड फॉर दैट ऑफ कोर्स यू नीड टू मीट अ डर्मेटोलॉजिस्ट, बिकॉज देयर आर सर्टेन ओरल टैबलेट्स दैट यू नीड टू टेक और एप्लीकेशंस दैट यू नीड टू काइंड ऑफ मेक. अदरवाइज IPL इज द ऑप्शन इन ऑर्डर टू काइंड ऑफ डिक्रीज द रेडनेस, एंड लाइक देयर इज अ PDL लेजर दैट काइंड ऑफ हेल्प्स. बट देन दीज आर थिंग्स दैट वन कैन नॉट आंसर ओवर अ लाइव सेशन, मतलब डर्मेटोलॉजिस्ट से मिलना ही पड़ेगा, मतलब दे विल हैव टू टेक एन ऑनलाइन कंसल्टेशन एट doctors.com.
ठीक है. और नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन, आपने रोजेशिया मेंशन कर ही दिया है, तो ये जो रेडनेस फेस पे हो जाती है वो क्यों होती है और उसके लिए हम क्या कर सकते हैं?
तो रेडनेस जो होती है बहुत सारे रीजंस होते हैं. सबसे पहले तो रीजन डायग्नोज करना पड़ता है कि हो क्यों रही है. कॉमन कंडीशन एक जो देखी गई है वो है रोजेशिया. एंड जो सबसे ज्यादा कॉमन, मतलब सबसे ज्यादा कॉमन तो नहीं, जो कॉमनली द रीजन दैट हैज बीन स्टीरॉइड इंड्यूस्ड रोजेशिया, जैसे बेटनोवेट अगर कोई स्टीरॉयड लॉन्ग टाइम तक लगा रहा है. दी अदर थिंग इज देयर लॉट ऑफ फेयरनेस क्रीम्स दैट कंटेन स्टीरॉयड्स, सो दे कैन ऑल्सो लीड टू यू नो लाइक द स्किन थिनिंग डाउन एंड रोजेशिया. धूप में जाते हो और बहुत रेडनेस हो जाती है, स्टोव के सामने कुछ बनाते हो तो रेडनेस हो जाती है, एल्कोहल पीते हो तो रेडनेस होती है, बहुत ज्यादा स्पाइसी फूड खाने के बाद लाइक यू सी अ लॉट ऑफ रेडनेस. एंड सो वन नीड्स टू काइंड ऑफ डायग्नोस इट, उसके बाद ट्रीट करना रहता है पर से. सनस्क्रीन लगानी रहती है, देन देर आर लाइक टैबलेट्स दैट यू नीड टू टेक इन ऑर्डर टू काइंड ऑफ हेल्प इम्प्रूव द कंडीशन, देन नाइट एप्लीकेशंस, डे एप्लीकेशंस. तो डायग्नोज करना सबसे ज्यादा जरूरी है. कई बार एलर्जी की वजह से भी रेडनेस होती है, वो भी देखना जरूरी है, एटोपिक की वजह से होती है. सो दीज आर थिंग्स दैट वन शुड नॉट टेक इट वेरी लाइटली कि सिर्फ रेडनेस ही तो है. इट कुड लीड टू अ मच लाइक बिगर प्रॉब्लम लेटर ऑन इफ यू इग्नोर इट एंड जस्ट अप्लाई वॉट एवर यू नो यू थिंक लाइक यू नो वुड वर्क. So, like, I think skin is like really neglected because people don't take it as seriously because they think that it's just beauty. But there's a lot to do with, you know, the medical part of skin. I mean, if you kind of ignore it, because see, अगर आपके पेट में अल्सर है तो आप ऐसे तो नहीं है कि मैं ये ट्राई करता हूँ ये ट्राई करता हूँ, डॉक्टर चाहते हो. So, like, similarly, have to kind of like visit a dermatologist.
Okay, I think we've covered the face and skin extensively. Ek last question bacha hai about fine lines underneath the eye.
I think still think that highlight was my expression about the keloid.
I think we'll play that as a gif on our Instagram page.
I don't know what made me do that, but yeah.
So yeah, what about the fine lines under the eyes and how to treat them?
Fine lines under the eye. So yeah, usually you can do mesobotox. You can apply peptide-based creams under the under eye area, hyaluronic acid-based creams. So basically, plump up करना under eye area को nourish करना है, moisturize करना है. So hyaluronic acid creams would be a good bet. Haloxyl-based creams, like good amount of peptides would help. So yeah, I mean thick creams per se, vitamin E-based creams, they help. But अगर उससे बाद भी नहीं हो रहा है, then of course you have to think of a mesobotox. Otherwise, अगर क्रोस फीट है यहाँ के
राउंड लाइक, हाँ जी, नहीं, please continue.
No, I have said enough. I think people would have got bored.
No, I would like to know about closed feet, actually. That is also a common question many a times.
So basically, we have to realize ki closed feet hote kyun hai. We sometimes, you know, people are very animated. Like, especially people who are, like, you know, very, I won't say dramatic, but how people, actors or, you know, people like who generally like love to bring out expressions on their face. So, you know, they tend to use their muscles a lot. Ab aap koi bhi muscle use karoge, to jaise agar aap biceps karte ho, to aapko cuts aa jaate hain. Waise hi aap ye wali muscle use karte ho, aapko cuts aa jaate hain. So basically, just the cuts, you keep closing your eyes and you keep like laughing and, you know, of course you kind of, you know, have these lines. So basically you need to relax the muscle, and how do you do that is usually by Botox. It kind of relaxes the muscle, but it relaxes it, for a certain period of time. So say for about like 4 months to 6 months. So that is why we kind of do it, and if possible try not make any expression, because expression aap banaoge nahi to fir lines aayengi nahi,
straight face. Theek hai. So doctor, now I would like,
and also to move on. Sorry, one thing, yeah, also if you have excessive sun exposure, also these lines tend to be more prominent. Also your ethnicity has a lot to do with it. If you are like somebody who's come like living in the hills, like those people tend to have more of these, like people like, since we get a lot of people from Afghanistan like coming to India for like their you know, medical conditions, they also tend to have early crow's feet as compared to us. The Caucasians tend to have like crow's feet, like we don't tend to have them as much.
All right, so I think we've extensively covered the skin and face. Now let's move on to hair, because uske bhi kaafi sare questions the. So can we start with the basic problem that everybody wants to discuss, is hair fall. So how can we take care of hair fall?
तो बेसिकली एज आई सेड, किसी भी चीज़ को टेक केयर करने के लिए सबसे पहले डायग्नोज करना रहता है कि वो क्यों रही है. तो हमें सबसे पहले रीजन फाइंड आउट करना है कि व्हाट इट इज, व्हाई इज इट लाइक अकरिंग द कॉज. सो टू डिटरमिन दैट, वी अंडरस्टैंड कि कब से हो रही है, कितना हेयर लॉस हो रहा है, कौन सा एरिया ऑफ द स्कैल्प इन्वॉल्व्ड है. अगर बहुत जनरलाइज है, मतलब इट्स अ शॉर्ट ड्यूरेशन, देन यूजली वी थिंक ऑफ अ टीलोजन इफ्लूवियम. अगर बहुत टाइम से हो रहा है, अगर किसी की रिसीड हो रही है हेयरलाइन, या जो पार्टिंग है वो मतलब ब्रॉडन हो रहा है, देन इट इज अ हार्मोन बेस्ड. सो डिपेंडिंग अपॉन दैट वी यू नो काइंड ऑफ अंडरस्टैंड कि क्या रियली कॉज है उसका, एंड उसके अकॉर्डिंग फिर हम ट्रीट करते हैं. तो हम कुछ टेस्ट कराते हैं देखने के लिए कि कोई न्यूट्रिशनल डेफिशिएंसी तो नहीं है, जैसे विटामिन डी, विटामिन बी 12, आयरन. हिस्ट्री पूछते हैं कि कोई मतलब फीवर वगैरह नहीं हुआ था, कोई एक्सीडेंट नहीं हुआ था, कोई स्ट्रेस नहीं हुआ था, या कुछ ऐसा इवेंट 2 से 3 महीने पहले नहीं हुआ था. अगर उसकी वजह से हो रहा है, देन ऑफकोर्स it would kind of like, once you tide over the crisis, things are going to get better. Usually post pregnancy hota hai, so I mean this is something that, you know, most people are aware of, so they are pretty okay about it. Otherwise agar maan lo jo sabse zyada common hota hai receding hairline, jo males mein hota hai, jaise dheere 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 karke piche hone lagti hai, to us case mein hame samjhana rehta hai, you know, it is something which is kind of more androgenetic, like a genetic element is to like the genetic element, hormonal element, and then we need to explain. Then फीमेल्स में अगर पीसीओडी पीसीओएस है तो ये ब्रॉडनिंग हो जाती है हेयरलाइन की, तो उस हिसाब से वी काइंड ऑफ ट्रीटेड. बट देन आई वुड सजेस्ट दैट, यू नो, अपने आप से सेल्फ डायग्नोस करके दुखी होके कुछ नहीं होगा. लाइक सब इट्स इजियर टू जस्ट गो टू अ डॉक्टर डर्मेटोलॉजिस्ट एंड जस्ट आस्क देम कि मेरा कैसे टाइप का है. आफ्टर दैट यू अंडरस्टैंड योर कंडीशन, यू कैन गूगल वट एवर यू वॉन्ट टू डू विद इट. बट अननेसेसरी ना अपने आपको और स्ट्रेस देना कि अब ये प्रोडक्ट यूज करें, ये करें, बिकॉज दीज थिंग्स आर वेरी एक्सपेंसिव ऑल्सो, वी टॉक अबाउट हेयर केयर प्रोडक्ट. सो बेटर इज टू गेट एन ओपिनियन, अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इट इज, एंड देन यू नो लाइक ऑफकोर्स डिस्कस इट विद योर डॉक्टर, एंड लाइक ट्राई लाइक डिसाइड ऑन अ ट्रीटमेंट रेजिमेन, ऑफकोर्स विद द डॉक्टर्स रिकमेंडेशन. सो देर इज अ लॉट दैट कैन बी डन, बट इट दैट वी हैव टू बी अवेयर ऑफ इट, दैट यू नो अवेयर एंड विलिंग टू यू नो इन्वेस्ट आर टाइम एंड एनर्जी टू काइंड ऑफ डू समथिंग अबाउट इट.
Yes. Another issue with the hair lately has been premature whitening of the hair, like in early age. So people freak out a lot कि ये मुझे क्या हो गया है, मतलब कोई problem है. तो ये आजकल natural है या उसके क्या cause है, and how can you reverse the clock?
नहीं, इतना नहीं effect करता. Like graying of hair usually does not respond as much. So basically, like there is calcium pantothenate that is shown to kind of help, but जो studies हुई है उसमें है कि हाँ थोड़े लोगों ने calcium pantothenate लिया था. It's a kind of a vitamin, जिससे कि उनकी graying like जैसे 12 gray hair थे तो मतलब 3 या 4 दिखे. But then these studies are very small, like we cannot like just say or you know कि हाँ ये help करता है. And the other thing is there are certain topical applications also that are kind of shown to be helpful, but there is no consensus on it. So basically, इतना ज़्यादा कुछ कर नहीं सकते. The only thing is that we can use colors, hair colors, hide करने के लिए, but बहुत ज़्यादा कुछ नहीं कर सकते, because usually graying of hair has a genetic element to it, and we cannot change our genes per se. So that's like one sad thing, but yeah, you can have calcium, but there are tablets available. It would kind of help to a certain extent, but ऐसा नहीं होगा कि completely चला जाएगा. You know, we've been at this since 50 minutes.
I'm also trying to read the question, so sorry. So, अभी whitening of the head, doctor, अब एक चीज बताइए, ये बहुत सुनने को मिलती है कि ये fact है या myth है कि अगर if you pluck a white hair, उसी spot में बहुत सारे white hair और उग जाते हैं.
नहीं, ये myth.
Myth है, okay. So. So people can go on crazy now plucking their white hair. And
but that's hair. Also, that's, you know, there's actually a condition. There is a condition which kind of, you know, where people pluck out their hair. That is trichotillomania. So it's not a very healthy thing to do.
No, but I'm saying not in terms of a condition or an obsessive condition. But if you have like white hair and you just like pluck it, it's not like, I mean, it's okay, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, this, if that is what you want to do, you can do it. But the point okay. is not that you will like... Not that that will be the only white hair you get. I mean, you might get some, you know, others also. It's not that it's going to trigger it, but yeah, I mean, not that it's going to stop.
Sorry, and premature aging is not as such a condition, right? I mean, it's nothing to worry about, or should the people who are facing this consult a dermat right away or...
So the point is, see, premature graying of hair is basically... देखो इट्स लाइक मोर ऑफ अ कॉस्मेटिक थिंग. मतलब ऐसा नहीं होता कि जैसे हेयर की जो यूटिलिटी ज्यादातर रहती है वो कॉस्मेटिक रीजन से रहती है. मतलब फंक्शनल वैल्यू इतनी नहीं रहती. बट हाँ ये है कि अगर आपके हेयर होते हैं दे प्रोटेक्ट योर स्कैल्प फ्रॉम एक्सेसिव सन एक्सपोजर एंड एवरीथिंग. ग्लैंड्स होते हैं उसके साथ में, तो दैट इज वन गुड थिंग. बट द पॉइंट इज इट्स मोर ऑफ अ कॉस्मेटिक थिंग. इट्स अ कॉस्मेटिक लाइक थिंग टू फिगर आउट कि हाँ ग्रे लग रहे हैं हेयर. बट पर से we still would put it under, like in our books it is still put under something which is a pathology. We don't say it is physiological thing ki har kisi ko hote hain. Ha, after an age it is something which is we see in most people. Ha, agar jaldi ho rahe, of course it is something like a pathology, but usually genetic basis rehta hai, to hum itna zyada kuch kar nahi sakte, because we cannot go and change the genes and you know genetic engineering karke usko better nahi kar sakte itna.
Acha, all right. To so basically hair dyes are the solution for gray hair.
Yeah, and of course you should also try and take like certain vitamins like calcium pantothenate. That would also help to some extent, because there are some positive studies, so it's worth a try. This is not going to harm you in any way. It's just going to support your hair, and of course kind of, because most of the calcium pantothenate things kind of come with biotin. Also another thing that is shown to help is PABA. But like usually higher doses like paraaminobenzoic acid, but like higher doses are needed. So ek aisi condition ke liye jiska zyada cosmetic basis hai, uske liye itna oral lena, like you know there is no consensus on it. But these are things that we usually tend to offer patients, because we just don't want to say that, you know, like deal with it. It's not the right way. We are of course trying to help people, so we of and of course it is better to inform somebody, educate somebody, and also let them decide, so that you both are there in the dialogue to decide the treatment course.
Ji, people want to consult with you, so I want to tell all the viewers ki jinko Dr. Nirupama se consult karna hai, wo doctors.com ke page par jaakar unke saath ek online video consultation schedule kar sakte hain, especially kyunki aap log keh rahe hain ki aap Delhi tak travel nahi kar sakte, so this would be the best option for you. Now, next, I want to talk about the itching scalp and dandruff. and how to take care of it.
Before that, I would also like to thank doctors.com. I think it's an incredible app, and like I've taken a lot of, like I've done a lot of consultations to it. So there's, it's very easy. It's easy to download, and you know, we don't have to really handhold people to make them understand ki kaise use karna hai. And always, like, it's dot on time. Like if you give it like 8 baje, so you have to. So I think it is very good. I mean, it's like respecting the patient's time and even the doctor's time. And it's very easy to kind of upload things, upload your with like your pictures, and so I would really want to appreciate them. I really would want to thank them for this effort of, you know, this live session.
Thank you so much. This means a lot. So can we continue with the itchy scalp and dandruff now, please?
Basically, itchy scalp. Sorry, 1 minute. So itchy scalp usually. So itchy scalp, we usually tend to apply like anti-inflammatory lotions. So and also we need to figure out ki itchy scalp ho kyun raha hai. Like it's a very like unusual sort of things. But recently I got like a patient who was like around 60 years old. She came with an itchy scalp. So I was wondering why she, because she's like, I'm not able to sleep at night. Like I'm going crazy. And she had lice. So lice could be one of the reasons which most of us miss, ki hame jhoo nahi ho sakti, hame lice nahi ho sakti. Head lice ho sakti hai. That is one condition that can lead to itchy scalp. Otherwise, agar bahut zyada inflammation hai, seborrheic dermatitis or dandruff hai, uski wajah se bhi itchiness ho sakti hai. Usme hum ketoconazole based shampoos use karte hain ya anti-inflammatory lotions use karte hain.
Alright, can dandruff be a cause of hair fall?
No. But having said that, use of anti-dandruff shampoos kind of help in like there are certain studies which have said that anti-dandruff shampoos, agar aap use karte ho, even in androgenetic alopecia, along with your you know, applications that we usually give like minoxidil, it tends to have better results. But dandruff doesn't lead to per se.
All right. So I think we've sort of covered hair as well. But yes. Are there any latest beauty trends that you want to tell us about that might be for real or just hearsay? For face and hair.
So the beauty trends that like, so usually, you know, things like people, what they do like in DIYs, they use like vitamin C based like products like lemon when they use, so that can cause kind of irritation. So this is not a new trend, but this is an old trend which I think we should try and stop. Because this tends to kind of make the skin a little sensitive in some people. In some people it works great, but in some people it can lead to irritation also. Another beauty trend that I usually like is people are like emphasizing a lot on, you know, layering the product. And even the use of serums that has, you know, being highlighted, that like vitamin C serum, like everybody nowadays, they know about it, that okay, there's a vitamin C serum, there's a hyaluronic acid serum. So this is one thing, because serums are like much lighter products, the ingredients are much better absorbed. So that in a way is kind of good. But yes, of course, I mean, you have to choose them after, you know, consulting your doctor or figuring out what kind of skin you have.
Alright, and also it's very important. I am taking care of most of them. So,
But the thing is that ek ghante mein khatam ho jayega. You haven't got the timer. Abhi timer
nahi
hai.
I have 1 minute 55 seconds remaining. Because so once that happens, we'll just log in again because we have a couple of questions left. Or do you want to wrap it up? What do you want to wrap it up?
My friend is waiting. We have to go for a walk.
Okay. No problem. So then just if you can tell us about how soon shall one start anti-aging products?
So basically like usually 25, 26 would be a good age.
All right.
And also
if
you are kind of smoking or you don't have a good lifestyle, maybe even early on. But yeah, 25, 26 should be a good age.
All right. Well, this was definitely an extensive and the most longest session I've had. So, of course, people really enjoyed it. Bahut engaging tha. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for answering all the questions. And yeah, people just get in touch with Dr. Nirupama through doctors.com. We will be posting this on IGTV. And thank you for participating. And Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
So much for having me here. Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Use a mask.
Oh, yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.